Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. John Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, you'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, "What's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't I be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news." So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, "Look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide." The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallow dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. Betty Ball's passion was shopping. The only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashaying in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was gonna be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim. Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridge's store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the Gucci shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. At the first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come, and the time has gone, and it's on your marks, and the race is on. For the doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood and it surges through and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven. Well, one swarm makes for the Gucci display with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there and at her back is the black Gucci shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap. And Betty's at the bottom, buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile.
on her face. Everyone's shopping for shopping. Everyone's buying respect. The price of happiness is dropping, and it's never quite what you expect. Buying's the meaning of earning, so the train can go thundering on. The wheels must never stop turning. Does anyone know where the driver's gone? Cynthia Flower felt fragile. She just got divorced and was feeling her age. She felt that her true self was trapped in a bodily cage. For her body was something she could not adjust to. She looked in the mirror and said, I know now what I must do. For her body naked made Cynthia squirm, droopy and flabby where it used to be firm. She had her mother's nose, which she'd always hated, and her face looked lined and desiccated. So she surfed the net till she found a site that offered an escape route from her plight. It said, see what cosmetic surgery can do to create a new, rejuvenated you. Enhance your breasts, reduce your thighs, remove the carrier bag under your eyes. A facelift, no more sagging skin, remodel your nose, rebalance your chin, a tummy tuck, liposuction, silicon implants, breast reduction. Breasts can now be recreated, and even your nipples relocated. Time and the years may do their worst, but the effects of aging can be reversed. Cynthia Flower was elated at the prospect of being renovated. She took out a loan, for her means were small, and signed up for a thorough overhaul. Now the time has passed and it's 1 year on. The scars have faded and the bruising's gone. It's New Year's Eve and Cynthia Flower is alone and waiting for the midnight hour. Her Botox face is like a disguise. Her streamlined body she doesn't recognise. There's a heart-shaped emptiness at her core. Cynthia doesn't know who she is anymore. Now it's welcome to the new year, and on TV, Superman screamed, I'm a celebrity. While Cynthia swallows a bottle of pills and prepares to sleep the sleep that will cure all ills. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers, and someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
You hold on to the drum, but you're missing the beat. Love keeps you grounded like it's chained to your feet. Born at the heart and the heart's moving on. Try to name what you feel and the feeling is gone. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. I'm wondering which man she wants love to deliver. A banker or a lawyer or a more successful singer. I bait the musicians so they get playing on. When I made the decision, the choice was gone. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. It's a mad, mad world if you wanna get it on. It's a mad, at a funeral like there's something I don't get. Maybe I'm just shallow, cause yes, I do have to admit. Mostly I love you for the body you've got, But when I try to change the order, your body resists a lot. You have a God to forgive you. It's a privilege you have. You have a book that starts with a pretty Snedder's autograph. Bottles too empty and prescriptions to fill. And if now God will forgive you, baby, you know I will. My world, if you wanna get it out, it's a my world. If you wanna get it out, it's a my world. If you wanna get it out, it's a my world. If you wanna get it out, oh,
rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us. Just the way they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Get up on. 1, 2, 1, 2, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Thank you. when he saw her getting off the bus. It seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out across before she walked away. Then he approached her like a little child, too scared for what he had to say. Hello, Louise, remember me? Now should we part or stay a while? As if we were still lovers. She took a moment just to recognize the man she'd known so well before. And as he started to apologize, lost any bitterness she bore, she gently put her finger on his lips to let him know she understood. And with her suitcase standing on the floor, embraced him like a lover would. He told Louise, "You look so good. It's just you, see, you make me feel as if we were still lovers." They talked for just a little time before she said she had to go. He saw the meeting as a tiny sign that told him all he had to know. And so, Louise waved from the bus, and as she left, she gave that smile as if they were still lovers.
Listen, man. medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor, medicine man, a medicine man, bush doctor. From all over the world trying to save her, but none of them could save her life. None of them could save her. Only a medicine man, the medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, a dreadlocks rasta man. Save John, and John he lives on. John he lives on to baptize Christ in the River Jordan. And John he lives on. John he lives on to baptize Christ in the River Jordan. And here comes the 12 disciples, all the multitude. And it goes on and it goes on. Yeah. A medicine man, a medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, a dreadlocks rasta man, a medicine man, he's a medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dreadlocks rasta man, a dreadlocks rasta man. Save Mary Ann, he saved Mary Ann. Save her life, he saved her life. Save her life. Only one person could save Mary Ann. Could save Mary Ann. Yeah. The medicine man, the medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, a dreadlocks rasta man, medicine man, the medicine man. Doctor, a bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, dreadlocks rasta man. He saved Mary Ann, he saved her life, he saved Mary Ann, he saved her life. And Mary Ann lives on, Mary Ann lives on to save John, to save John. And John he lives on, John he lives on to baptize Christ. Yeah, and it goes on, and it goes on. Yeah, medicine man, medicine man, bush doctor, medicine man, doctor, a bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, dreadlocks rasta man. Hey, he saved Mary Ann, he saved Mary Ann, he saved her life. Yes, he
hears the medicine man. He hears the medicine man. He hears the healer man. He hears the healer man. Bush doctor, bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, dreadlocks rasta man.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Step one, run away with me. We'll find some place we're meant to be, where the grass is greener on the other side. Step two, I can make a story, I promise that it won't be boring. I'll pack our things, we'll head so far away. I've been waiting for a long time to feel alive. So take my hand, our problems will subside. Step three, pedal to the floor. Winds and rains will stay on course to find out what it means to run away. Step four, I can give you more than life can give you. Open doors, I'll grant your wish, I'll show you sunny days. I've been waiting for a long time to feel alive. So take my hand, our problems will subside. Had a look at everything we said when we were young. So far, we've come to know what it takes for us to grow. No need to settle down and take it slow. I've been waiting for a long